Real World Radio.
A mock vote to consolidate the CAFTA. The Finance Commission of the United States Senate is preparing a simulated session to measure the support of the Senate on the issue of the Free Trade Agreement, or FTA, to be signed with Central America and Dominican Republic. Republican leaders will try to move the stagnated bill forward, which lacks the support of Democrat representatives. The initiative aims to determine whether or not the law has enough support before it enters into effect. It is planned to demand Congress representatives to take a position. The process is known as mock markup 2, and it is usually done before the White House sends bills to Congress to be amended in order to make them fit the agreement and make them enter into force. The U.S. Trade Representative Office and the White House have asked Congress for the final voting to be made on May the 30th. However, members of Parliament from the Democrat Party express their opposition to the Free Trade Agreement, claiming it needs better labor provisions. Whip Democrat Congressman Steny Hoyer from Maryland said that an overwhelming majority of the members of the House of Representatives are and will be against the Free Trade Agreement. Republican Representative and Chief of the U.S. Trade Representative Office, Robert Portman, started an aggressive campaign last week demanding the members of Parliament who withdrew their support from the Free Trade Agreement to change their position. Portman defended the Free Trade Agreement, saying it is vital for our textile industry to stretch bonds with other producers in our hemisphere to counteract the Asian competition. He also emphasized that cloth manufacturers in Central America and the Dominican Republic buy large amounts of fabric from the U.S. and reminded that the region represents the third largest market in the world for those products. The U.S. Trade Representative Chief hopes to use these arguments to convince members of Parliament from textile industry. U.S. Trade Representative Chief hopes to use these arguments to convince MPs from textile industry states who have been affected by the recent changes in the World Trade Organization regulations on textile quotas, which profited largely the Asian textile industry.
Real World Radio.